Shabbat Shalom, it's Reuben Abrahimov. This is the third week that we have a Haftarah that talks about Mitzrayim, Egypt. At the beginning in Shmos, you have from Yeshayahu. Last week, Yechezkel. Now, Yirmiyahu. The three major prophets that either lived before, during, and after the destruction of the first temple. If you look at Yirmiyahu, his book, it describes in great detail what's going on and what will happen to the city of Jerusalem and the nation of Israel. Now, let's understand who he was. He was a prophet. He lived in Yerushalayim before the destruction of the temple. What does his name mean? Yirmiyahu. God is going to lift us up. And this man had a miserable life. At the beginning of the book, God comes to his soul in a vision and says, you are needed down there. He goes, I don't want to go. He says, sorry, you don't have a choice in the matter. I need you down there. Go. I'll explain later. And he goes. And he leads a miserable life. He's told in writing, do not get married. Do not have children, because such great disaster is going to happen to you and your children won't make it. So don't even bother. And he was told a very important message by God, and that is, you are going to have to tell people things that they are not going to want to hear. Deliver the communication without fear of the response. How many times have you and I not said something to someone else because we were afraid how they're going to respond to us? Think. This man did that every day of his life. He was thrown in the pit by the king of Israel, or Judea at that time. That the king was told by Yirmiyahu to surrender to Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, the world superpower at the time. And the king looked at him and said, are you out of your mind? I am the king. I'll be murdered if I surrender to Nebuchadnezzar. Yirmiyahu knew the future. He understood what was going to happen. He was thrown in the pit. You can go to Ir David. You could see these cisterns that he possibly was thrown into. This is just a little bit about who he was. It is attributed that he wrote the book of Melachim, or parts of it. Also, Eicha, Lamentations, that is read on Tisha B'Av, and then also his own book, that's 52 chapters long. Let's see what's going on. So we look at the Haftarah, and once again, it predicts that Egypt will be defeated by Bavel. What's going on? Why are they always mentioning Egypt, Babylonia? The Jewish people, that what they were supposed to do if they were ever threatened or in danger was to pull together and reach up to God. What was their mistake? They said, who should we form an alliance with? Egypt or Babylonia? Big mistake. So now this plays out that Bavel is going to destroy Egypt for what they did for them. And now Egypt is told to prepare for the disasters that are going to happen to them in the wars that are going to happen. Hagidu b'Mitzrayim, v'hishmidu, v'hishmiu b'Migdol. This is a city in Egypt. V'hishmiu b'Nof, in the different cities, b'Tachpanches, that these are the cities in Egypt that you should listen up all around, that you will be defeated, no matter how strong your army is. It's not going to help. Hirba Koshel, get ready, you're going to stumble and fall big time. Tell Pharaoh he's finished. It's all going to be over. The good days of Mitzrayim are gone. It is over for these people, for what they did. Chai Ani, this is Hashem speaking. I'm alive, and I'm going to rise up. And the Jewish people will go back to their land and live. And that this Egla Yefefia, you always see the cow, that was a beautiful cow, it is now going to be slaughtered by God, and the Egyptian people will suffer. And Kola Kanachashelech, that the sound of the snake, that is going to be like the soldiers smiting all the Egyptians. It'll be over for them. And it brings on that Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, is going to be the one to destroy the Egyptians. That's going to be the end of the story. So now what about us? We're watching these people wipe each other out, or the Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonians destroying the Egyptians. What's going to happen to us? The Navi says it. Va'ata, Al tira avdi Yaakov. Do not be afraid. because God is going to protect us and that He will put us back in our own land and we will live there forever and ever in peace and security. Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the Haftarah.